A bill lawmakers say will reduce pollution in Lake Champlain and other Vermont waterways is on its way to the governor's desk. Supporters call the legislation an overdue attempt to improve water quality, but as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, critics worry the funding source could harm the economy.
A House vote on Thursday morning marked the end of a months-long debate over this high-profile water bill. Westminster Representative David Dean said the $10 million piece of legislation would bankroll the initiatives needed to reduce the amount of phosphorus flowing into lakes and rivers.
The House-passed version provides financial assistance to ag practitioners, municipalities, and developers to help them in their efforts to reduce runoff into our waters.
House Minority Leader Don Turner was among the no votes to echo through the chamber during a voice vote. Turner says he supports the efforts to clean up Lake Champlain, and he says he understands it'll take money to do it. But Turner says the increase in the property transfer tax that will fund the lion's share of the bill's cost is the wrong way to go about raising it.
It seems contradictory that we're trying to, in the economic development bill, help people buy homes by giving them $5,000 credits. But on the other hand, we're going to tax them additional money when they buy those houses.
Senate lawmakers had previously considered a per-parcel fee on every property owner in the state. The plan drew heavy criticism from legislators and the governor, who said the plan would function as a property tax increase on homeowners and businesses already struggling to pay existing rates. Thetford Representative Jim Maslin sits on the House Committee on Ways and Means. While the per-parcel fee would hit property owners every year, Maslin says the property transfer tax kicks in only when people buy or sell land.
And therefore, it's not likely to hit the same people routinely. It's going to be spread around the state over time, which we thought was quite equitable.
Shulman says the funding stream isn't perfect.
There's no such thing as a happy tax increase. We all get that. There's an argument against any tax increase, and I can make them too.
But he says the property transfer tax is among the best of the bad options.
It's often paid by folks who are buying second homes. It's paid by Vermonters when they buy a home, but you don't do that very often. And, you know, I do think that the tax is reasonable.
The bill raises only a fraction of the more than $150 million it's estimated to cost to solve the pollution problem in Lake Champlain. But Shulman says the bill should be enough to satisfy federal regulators.
This bill is actually going to lead over time to the reduction of blue-green algae that's making our lakes so unswimmable, to cleaner water.
Water quality advocates offered measured praise for the legislation. Shulman says he'll sign the bill when it gets to his desk. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.